on the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. We've got one caller on the line. Let me finish up this report on Agent Orange. It means so much to me, being I was a Vietnam vet. And so many of my friends have died and are sick from Agent Orange. On October 7th of this year, American Free Press conducted an exclusive 90-minute interview with Fred A. Wilcox, an author of Scorched Earth, Legacies of Chemical Warfare in Vietnam, to get a more thorough understanding of the topic. Fred Wilcox, an associate professor of writing at Ithaca College, has been a veterans advocate, environmentalist, and scholar on the Vietnam War for over 30 years now. 3 million Vietnamese, including 500,000 children, are suffering from the effects of toxic chemicals used during that war, explained Wilcox. This number does not include the 2.5 million U.S. service members who were in Southeast Asia, nor does it include Vietnam veterans of other countries such as South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand and Canada. The effects, he said, are caused by dioxin settling in fatty tissues. Then it is transferred into sperm, blood, and milk, which they then pass the poison on to your progeny, your children. Those directly exposed suffer an early demise from various forms of cancer. Among those other maladies that claim even more victims, birth defects observed, including cleft lips, advance of nose, absence of nose and eyes, shortened limbs, malformed ears, club feet, deformed forearms, water on the brain, all or part of the brain missing, and a variety of heart problems. The most common birth effects are children born without anuses and chest or belly link twins. Some children are delivered without belly skin, thus exposing their intestines and their other organs. The U.S. military turned its back on those who served, telling Vietnam veterans who complained about the ill effects of their exposure that they were alcoholics, drug addicts, and malingerers, and suffered from combat stress. Only in 2009 did the Veterans Administration begin compensation for some Agent Orange-related illnesses. In 2009, folks. The class action lawsuits brought by Vietnam veterans and their families in 1978 resulted in an out-of-court settlement of $180 million in 1984, a major victory for the companies that made Agent Orange, Dow Chemical, and Monsanto Corporation. Vets were left with a maximum payout of $12,000. Widows received $3,700, while their children got nothing. However, the court did award more than $13 million in attorney's fees. We'll be right back, folks, with more of Agent Orange right after these important messages.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over. Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, and I'm going to give out that call-in number again before we finish up this article. If you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions, the number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Okay, folks, let's finish up this article, Agent Orange, its 50-year legacy of misery. The Vietnamese weren't so lucky. They brought a separate class action lawsuit 20 years later, accusing these corporations of war crime. The plaintiffs were assigned the same New York judge that betrayed U.S. Vietnam veterans two decades earlier, the Jew Jack B. Weinstein. The Jewish judge, Jack B. Weinstein. Okay, folks, we have callers on the line. Let's go to Arthur in Georgia. Arthur in Georgia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Arthur. I hope you're doing fine, too.
Oh, well, about as fine as I can do living in a police state, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to, just real quick, I think I can do this pretty quick, throw out a few headlines with some comments real quick and let you take it wherever you want to take it from there. You know, some things I've learned over the past week, first of all, CIA officers officers holding military mystery assignments at the New York Police Department.
Yes.
Let's think back to shortly after September 11th, the last time this happened. What did we end up with? Programs that literally put these Muslim communities under the microscope simply because they were Muslim, not because they'd done anything wrong. Well, now we got it going on again. Kind of interesting to see where that's going to lead to. We got the governors going to China begging for more money. Well, let's just sell them more of America's soul, why don't we? How about in Louisiana? They're criminalizing the use of cash for secondhand. Well, secondhand stuff. Well, there goes flea markets, yard sales, all that stuff. How many of you folks out there that do yard sales during the summer, how many of you have credit card machines? Well, guess what? You're not going to be able to do your yard sales no more. There's the next step toward the cashless society. Since when did closing your account at a bank become a crime? Well, if you go to New York or you go to Citibank, they'll throw you in jail trying to close your account. Since when does the TSA got any business out on the interstate doing traffic stops? Yavol, young commandant. Beverly Perdue. Here's a great one. Beverly Perdue. About a month or so ago, she starts making calls to, well, suspend elections and forgive Congress in advance for any wrongdoing and give them free reign to do whatever they want to do. Well, you know what that's going to lead to. And then, of course, you know, there's this new one I just stumbled on this morning. Haven't we already, well, I'm almost 50 years old, and I can remember the emergency alert system. Well, it kicks in anytime there's an emergency. Well, now, well, all of a sudden we need a new one, giving the president full authority. Those first exercises, ladies and gentlemen, will be November 9th of 2011. Now, with that, I'd like to leave you with a quote from Thomas Jefferson. The multiplication of public offices increases spending beyond income, growth and entailment of a public debt are all indications soliciting the employment of a pruning knife. Thanks, Mr. McLam, and we'll talk to you another time.
Okay, brother. Thank you so much, Arthur, for these good information, for that good information. And we are coming up on a police state, folks, all across the nation. And Arthur had a lot of things to say about the police state that's coming across America right now. And if we don't stand up against it, we're going to be in the death camps, the concentration camps with the guillotines in it for all Christians who will not take the brainwashing. They will be put in these guillotines and have their heads cut off. That's where we're headed for, folks, as Christians. Okay, let's go now to Frank in Oregon. Frank in Oregon, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hey, God bless you and your listeners. Thanks for taking the call. I'll make it quick. Boy, Arthur had a lot to say. You know that Senator Rick Santorum, he's a neocon. He'll be running for president as a Republican candidate, I hear.
Right.
And he made a good showing. He chewed up Mitt Romney over some very important issues, but still our Congress members and our senators our electives don't want to address the agenda like the wars, the unrighteous wars around the world, and this globalist take over under United Nations and Codex Elementary. You know, Sean Hannity, I can only deal with about 10, 15 minutes. Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or those guys before I start getting serious cramps and want to reach out and choke somebody. And you know, Sean Hannity did an interview with Senator Rick Santorum just recently and, you know, begged and curtsied. And then when the callers got on to call up older guys to call up against the war, and certain other issues, he got rude and crude and hung up on them. So thanks for your update and keeping us updated, Officer Jack. God bless you. And if there's any place people can support your broadcast, please give out a website or an address or something if you would, because some of us would like to take a little and support your broadcast if we can. Or you
okay,
and your,
brother.
Your work. And thanks for taking my call. God bless all you guys out there. We better circle the wagons quick.
Yeah.
These guys know what they're talking about.
Thank you, Frank. God bless you for being an activist and standing up for God and country.
You too, brother.
God bless you, brother. Hope you'll call back again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Frank in Oregon, folks. A very good patriot, okay? And Arthur is, too, a very good patriot. Okay, let's go to Jim in Atlanta. Jim in Atlanta, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack. Great to hear your voice. It's been a while since I called. I'm calling to let you basically know, but to your listeners, there's a video on YouTube that you can pull up. It's over General Wesley Clark speaking. I think it's in March is when he did this speech. Anyway, it's so ridiculous about him telling how we attacked Iraq and Afghanistan with no real reason. When you listen to it, you're going to be blown away because it spells it all out. So anybody after listening to that video has got to realize after that that our enemy isn't the Arabs, it's the Zionists. And
yes, that's true.
You know, the gentleman that was just on there talking about the elections and stuff,
right.
I'm convinced that, you know, this country, I relate it to roadkill. I think we've been hit by the bus, and we're just bleeding out, and that's what they're doing. I think the next thing they're going to do is crash the real estate again. Here in Atlanta, it's ridiculous. There's no work for anybody. I have a business. We went from 16 people to 2, and we're working 1 or 2 days a week. So, you know, I'm not counted as the unemployed either, but that's the way the system works. But there's a lot of disgruntled people. I think this, picketing Wall Street is probably some good people in there, much like the Tea Party. I went to all the Tea Parties up in Washington and everything, and after a while I realized we were getting infiltrated with the Republicans and stuff and taken over. But, you know, these Zionists that sit up in these high-rises watching this stuff going on, I swear they must be – they must be the devil, because I'm finding out now, and you're probably hearing it on the news, how they've got tables that when you come up to this, this march or whatever you want to call it, they've got these tables set up that give out communist and fascism papers, you know, flyers, handouts.
Yeah.
What an ingenious thing to do to get people in the masses to say, well, there they are. You know, these are communists trying to overthrow our government. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, brother. You're absolutely right, Jim.
They're masterful, Jack. I'm that old pilot that was flying around a guy down in Florida for Bo Gright. So that's maybe forgotten who I, because I called in several times way back, but I haven't talked to him recently. But hope everything's going okay on Idaho. I heard about the foreign trade zones being set up out there.
Yes. For the communist Chinese.
Oh, boy. It's unbelievable. And, of course, the American people just sit there watching the stoop machine, you know?
Yeah. That's
right. So anyway, Jack, hope you stay healthy. Keep up the fight. And I suggest to all your listeners to look up that video. Also, actually, this was on RBN, one of the shows just a day or so ago. Hillary was interviewed by some reporter, and she was laughing. She said, we saw, we went, we killed. And then she started laughing about killing Gaddafi. But when you watch this video, you're going to realize that there was orders put out for us to destroy 7 Middle East countries. That was the orders in 5 years. So we're just about there. So I'm sure we're ready to attack Iran and all this kind of stuff. So blessings.
We
to
are,
Jack.
Jim.
Okay, my man.
God bless you, Jim. I hope you'll call back again, brother. And
I will
thanks
do that.
Thanks for being an activist for God and country.
Watch your backside.
Okay. You too, Jim. Okay, we're going to some very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back on the Officer Jack McLam program.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50%
on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you, and we're going to give out that call-in number again. Our second hour is totally open phones, so you can call in and say a few words or ask questions at 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Okay, let's go back to our callers now. Let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Brother Ron, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack, there's a few things I'd like to hit here quickly.
Okay.
Walter Pickett moving, my understanding is it's being financed by George Soros and moveon.org. Now, one thing they're pushing is a Tobin tax, a transaction tax, on stock transactions around the world to finance the United Nations and make it a freestanding organization without any external financing. Now, Webster Sharpley has been pushing this Tobin tax as a means of financing the U.S. government and paying off the national debt. He wants to tax Wall Street transactions at 1%. But apparently, Soros and company and the Democratic Party and the communists have hijacked this idea and want to use it to finance the UN. Then we've got the globalists in control running everything. Jack, now there's a really interesting fellow by the name of Peter S. Woods. His website is augustforecast.com. He goes into a lot of detail on the history of globalism, when this started, who is involved, who started it, goes all the way back to Aldous Huxley, late 40s, early 50s. This guy is a frequent guest on, heaven forbid, GCN Screen 2, Erskine, E-R-S-K-I-N-E, on radio.com, Saturday nights at 11. Yeah. Anyone can go to ErskineOnRadio.com and download his interviews for free, minus the commercials. Jack?
Yes?
Okay. I heard some noise in there. I didn't know whether I'd lost you or not. But anyway, this guy goes into the background of globalism, explains it better than anyone else I have ever heard.
Who is that again?
The name is Peter, P-E-T-E-R, S. Wood, okay? His website.
Okay, and what's his website?
August, A-U-G-U-S-T, the month August, forecast, F-O-R-C-A-S-T, .com.
Okay, good. Thank you, Ron.
A very interesting, brilliant guy. He's done a lot of homework, a lot of research, Jack. Very interesting to listen to. You can go to ErskineOnRadio.com, download these interviews with him. The last time he was on was about 3 weeks ago, and find out a lot about the history of the globalist, globalism. Jack, also, now there's a couple of articles in the paper I saw yesterday. Of course, we know now that Arizona Governor Jan Brewer's lawsuit that accuses the Obama administration of failing to enforce immigration laws or maintain control of her state's borders with Mexico was dismissed by U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, that goes on hand in hand now. We've got another little piece here. The gang problem in the United States is growing, and there is an estimated 1.4 million members in some 33,000 gangs, federal government said Friday. Gangs are collaborating with transnational drug trafficking organizations to make more money and are expanding the range of their illicit activities, engaging in mortgage fraud and counterfeiting, as well as trafficking in guns and drugs. According to the National Gang Threat Assessment for 11. Now, Jack, when you stop and think about this, you can watch on Netflix the History Channel series Gangland, which is very enlightening. Now, here just a couple weeks ago on the Capitol Medical Center area of Oklahoma City, 6 blocks from the state capitol, there was an on-cue convenience store, gas station, occupies almost 2 square blocks, CNG, diesel, gasoline, full-service convenience store, et cetera, et cetera. 2:30 in the morning of a Sunday morning, someone put 34 rounds through the front glass next to the front door.
Yeah.
34 rounds.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that, brother.
Jack, they don't talk about it. In this area, they keep things like that quiet. We've had trouble finding out what happened. We have heard that it was gangster wannabes. Of course, this area is going to be black around here. if they're just wannabes, I shudder to think what the real gangbangers are like.
Yeah.
You won't hear about it, Jack.
Right.
And of course, you know, there are other things that go around that, of course, they keep quiet, especially in this area.
Yeah.
But losing Jack.
You want to hold on, Ron?
Yeah, I'll stay on a minute, Jack.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go, first of all, we're going to give out that call-in number again, folks. If you'd like to call in today on open phone, the Officer Jack McLam program, it's 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. Okay, let's go to Ken in Virginia. Brother Ken in Virginia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, Jack. There's considerable doubt that Gaddafi was actually killed. Even the Associated Press says there's confusion about the details of the account that has been given out by the media. I was able to get on Doug Steffens' countdown, Fox News countdown show at 5:42 on Friday, and to say that, in my opinion, Gaddafi was still alive. Dr. Steve Pichenik, who is a PhD and has conducted operations with special forces for over 20 years and many different theaters, and he has extensive ties with Hollywood, says that, in his opinion, it was a staged event. Then I was able to get on, and with 2 million listeners, now Doug Steffen had other accounts, but he gave me a minute and a half, and he didn't contradict a word I said. Then I got on C-SPAN's Washington Journal at 7:40 for about a minute. They have 8 million listeners, and I gave pretty much the same story. Of course, this the death of Gaddafi was very advantageous to the powers that be in Washington. It saved them a lot of embarrassment. If he had been brought to trial before a court, he would have blown the whistle and pointed out that the overthrow of Libya was accomplished with the aid of al-Qaeda terrorists who killed U.S. and British troops in Iraq. And also, he would have been able to talk about his secret deals with former heads of state like Tony Blair and to Obama's more recent meeting with Gaddafi. And so why would Obama meet with Gaddafi if he was such a terrible person? The fact is that Gaddafi was a very successful dictator for 43 years. He was a smart guy, and he had the highest standard of living in Libya of any country in Africa, a very modern state with highly trained architects, lawyers, engineers, doctors, and he was widely respected by most of the leaders of Africa. He was popular with other African leaders. And, of course, he was against the New World Order. He didn't want this Western system of banking, which they brought in as soon as they could. My belief is that the special forces has grabbed him, and they have taken him away to some secret place. The tradition with kings and dictators like Gaddafi is that they don't kill them, but they imprison them. They imprisoned Napoleon. They didn't kill the Japanese emperor, but they just secluded him and made him took his authority away from him. And I think that this is a very persuasive thing. I also got on the Rick Adams show for about two and a half minutes on Friday. And he also thinks that there's considerable doubt that Gaddafi was actually killed. So I think that this is, and we know that Gaddafi was against the New World Order, and they want the New World Order. So I think that this is significant that people we know that Hillary and Biden they're confirmed liars. And Steve Pichinik said that as far as all these pictures of bloodstained bodies, Hollywood is good at doing that. They can take any pictures, add quantities of pictures of his bloodstained bodies, and he says Hollywood is expert at that. So I think it's significant, and we'll have to wait further to be sure, but. It makes the establishment look good to see him dead, and I doubt it. So that's my story.
I believe you could be right, Ken, because Gaddafi had 10 to 20 people dressed up like him with beards like him that looked like him, and so it'd be hard to know for sure if you killed Gaddafi because he had these
people
that would go out in his place and get assassinated.
Right, and of course they're saying that he was responsible for Lockerbie, and we believe there's considerable doubt that that's true. We don't think it was the Libyans that did that.
That's not true at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Ken, thank you for calling in, brother.
All right. Okay.
God bless you for standing up for God and liberty and being an activist. Okay. Let's go now to Ed in Utah. Brother Ed in Utah, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I want to talk about Ron Paul, but first you. You know, Jack, in a lot of ways you're filling the shoes of yourself and Edgar Steele right now. Do you know what I mean by that?
No, I don't.
Well, as you know, that since they've incarcerated him, no one can take his place as such. I don't mean it in that way.
Right.
But, yeah, but the voices out of Idaho right now that are getting the word out are you. Mark Glenn is another one there as far as the situation with the Zionist matter. He's up there, I think, in Post Falls, not far from Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, Michael Collins Piper from American Free Press was up there a couple years ago to address a speech, and so was Dr. Duke and a few people. Yes, David Duke, a good man. And but you are the one up there standing, and you had expressed some concern last week about you being a major man on their hit list now.
Yes, I am. I'm, according to Homeland Insecurity down in Boise, I'm the number one terrorist in Idaho.
That's what inspired me to call because, you know, look what they did to Edgar Steele, and here you are with a microphone. Edgar Steele, of course, had conspiracy pen pal on the Internet. And you're on the Internet broadcasting, and you're speaking to power, and you're standing up to them, Jack. And plus you have a lot of credibility. They don't like that. And they didn't like a great attorney, Mr. Steele, standing up to them either. So I'm saying in that sense is where you're kind of filling his void, if you will, up there. And I know that your people there are doing what they can to help Cindy Steele, like a lot of us who listen to Rick Adams here, and Pat Shannon from the American Free Press right here on RBN, you know, to help with that matter. Because Edgar Steele, just to get him out, but also to use his valuable intellect to help matters with what's going on today. But my second part was Ron Paul here. I'm very much in support of him, especially last week, Jack, at the Nevada debates, where he said, bring the troops home and put them on the Mexican border. And, he hasn't been that forceful up until now.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Beautiful idea.
And he gets it out. You should have seen the faces on those beaks of Gingrich, the Newtster, and Kane, this fraud they call Kane. He's well named. And Romney, and the thug Perry from Texas. These no good nicks. You should have seen their faces when he uttered that truth, and he also talked about the Federal Reserve, and kind of threw a shout out he did to the kids anyhow, marching against Wall Street, Jack. So you have. You have him getting feisty in his old age. He's different this time out, Ron Paul. He's different this time out, Jack. He's out there hammering at them. And my thoughts are this, and I know others have even indicated this in the controlled media, that, you know, they ought to pick their best Jill Puke neocon, whether it be Kane or the Newtster or Romney, and clear the stage. Have them debate Dr. Paul. Or better yet, have Obama and the best neocon puke debate Dr. Paul, because they're all advancing the agenda. When you saw Hillary Clinton chortle with glee, like a high school cheerleader, like she did over the supposed death of Gaddafi, whether he died or not is not the point. The point is he cheered on the death.
Yeah.
And when you have her lining up with Dick Cheney, basically, and Obama, the neocons are getting more than they ever could have dreamed of under a feeble John McCain. Because where is the organized war protest from the Democrat side? Not a word. Not a word. It would have been better had Cheney done this. There would have been an obligatory outcry from the Democrat fold. Do you follow me, Jack?
Right.
And that's not happening. So this George Soros, who got his start with the Rothschilds there, this is working for them. Ron Paul is the only anecdote at this time.
That's right. Yeah, Ron Paul is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I promote him all the time.
Right. At some point, Jack, do you agree? Maybe not just yet. He's maybe wisely getting all the face time he can on the controlled media. If he can build up his war chest, keep in mind the controlled media under the law now cannot block him from running ads, and he could get out a lot of information to the masses across the country with the money bombs now that he's appealing to more and more people to create that money, a war chest for him, Jack. In other words,
right.
Yeah, he's going to have to at some point abandon the GOP stage after he's got his use out of it, because he's not one of them. They're not part of this. They are the enemy up there with him, and Obama is the other enemy. And that's where Sean, the neocon Hannity, lies when he gets up there and says any one of those candidates would be better than Obama. No, that may be true, but the fact is they like having Obama in there with a neocon agenda working its way through Congress and having their way.
That's right, brother.
That's what I had, Jack.
Okay, Ed. God bless you,
thank you, brother,
for being an activist and standing up for God and country.
Well, thank you. You're the ones
appreciate
that made it,
it
possible.
Bye. Okay, God bless you. Folks, we've only got a few minutes left, but let me give out the call-in number again. We're out of callers. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and say a few words. Oh, okay. Well, we've got two more callers on the line now. Okay, we've got Lester in Ohio. Lester in Ohio, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Did I lose you, Jack?
No, I'm still here, brother.
Okay. I heard a beep and it went silent there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody knows who the sheeple are, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Well, I got an old saying. You train an animal, you teach a child. Okay. You didn't have kids, you had children. Right?
Who's that?
Did you have children or did you have kids?
Well, I've got three kids and nine grandchildren right now.
Oh, okay. Well, your grandchildren are children and your kids are dumb, ignorant animals, right?
Grown up now, yes.
Well, see, a kid is an animal. I mean, so.
That's a goat, right?
Right.
The kid?
That's right. You train a kid, you teach a child.
Okay, I've got nine grandchildren then.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, like I said, we need to quit treating our children like kids. We send them off to training. You know.
Yeah.
We don't teach the children anymore.
Right.
We ain't got time for it. Okay.
Yeah.
And I realize, you know, I'm sitting here burning educational DVDs for the protesters right now and for the people. This is, you know, I try to educate and teach.
Yeah.
I'm not out here to necessarily, you know, I don't want to train. If I can teach you to take and study and learn, well, you know, why do I want to train you?
Yeah.
You know, I don't, as an American, I don't want to be surrounded by dumb, ignorant animals, you know?
Right.
So, okay, I've had people talking to me about the lion's den and all this here, right?
Okay, Lester, thanks for calling in,
well,
brother.
You're going to get rid of me, right, Jack?
Yes.
Okay,
I've got another caller on the line.
Okay.
God bless you, brother. Thanks for standing up for God and country. We love you, brother. God bless you, Lester, for being an activist. Okay, let's go to our brother Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, hi, Brother Jack.
Hi, brother.
Hey, Jack, you know what? I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago, but I heard Hillary Clinton's name mentioned, and I know you usually call her Hillary, but you know what? I'm calling her from here on out, Jack,
right.
Because she's responsible for the death of actually well over a million people, but she's directly responsible for that Clinton body count. You gonna hold me, Jack?
Okay, hold over. Hold on, Dave. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. We'll be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Let's go back to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, go right ahead.
Yeah, Jack, when I think of that Hillary Clinton and immolating all those women and children studying the Bible down in Waco, but you know my new moniker for that wicked evil feminist supremacist? I'm calling her here on out, Jack. I call her Hillary Clinton. She's a killer. She's a murderer and a killer.
Good idea, brother. Good idea.
He's a cold-blooded killer. You go back to those, just Google those Arkansas, all their sexual partners have been murdered, and it's been ruled that all their sexual philanthropists their homosexual partners. They've been ruled suicides, and all their business associates, they've all been offed. They're all ruled that they committed suicide or died in these freak accidents. And just our foreign, she's going around the whole world trying to dictate terms and conditions to the whole world. The Illuminati, Jack, these Satanists that have taken over our world and our country, this great global super Satan has elevated her and exalted her because she's been such a faithful servant. She's been one of the most faithful servants of the great global super Satan.
She sure has, brother.
You know, Jack, the great global, I've said this before, but these Americans better get it out of their head that the great global super Satan is the world's policeman. The great global super Satan is the world's arch criminal. That's who the great global super, and our troops are deployed in every nation in the world, Jack. They're deployed in about 130 nations overtly, and in the other remaining nations, they're deployed covertly. They're in Chechnya. They're in Iran. We have our commandos and special forces in Iran. But
right.
It's the United States government, Jack, doesn't have the authority to deploy American troops. It's all unconstitutional and illegal. So they're not deployed all over the world under the authority of the United States government. Our government has been usurped, Jack. Our troops are deployed all over the world, and, of course, not on our border with Mexico, but our troops are deployed all over the world, Jack. But it's not the American people and the legitimate United States government that's deployed them all over the world. It's this great global super Satan that's hijacked our government, that's built this Satan's beast kingdom, this satanic empire all over the world. Our troops deployed under the authority of the great global super Satan. All the American people want our troops home. I don't care whether they are liberal progressives or the most conservative conservatives. We all want our troops back home. Well, why the hell aren't they back home? It's totally unconstitutional for them to be deployed in every country in the world. Well, who the hell's deploying them? They're obviously being deployed. Under the authority of the great global super Satan. It's not the American people that's deploying them all over the world.
That's right. That's right, brother.
And I say that this great global super Satan is under the curse of Christ. The curse of Christ abides upon this great global super Satan. And this great global super Satan is going down, Jack. But we don't have to go down with him. We don't have to go down with
him. Okay, brother, I hear the music. We're totally out of time for the show today.
Okay,
Dave. God bless you, and I hope you'll call back again. Okay, Dave? God bless you, brother, and thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Okay, folks, I hope you have a good week, and God willing, I'll be back with you next Sunday, Sun Worship Day. The Sabbath, remember the Sabbath is Saturday, the seventh day of the week. Okay. God bless all of you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you dearly. God bless you, and have a good week. Good day.
The next round of the worst financial